Good morning, good evening, and welcome to another edition of Night Talker. This is R.D. Pierce, and I am your Dream Whisperer. Well, it's been very hectic along the Gulf Coast. I was awakened by a phone call the other day and discovered that it was my neighbor, and she was calling to see if I was okay. I didn't know what she was talking about. Went outside, discovered that the house was almost, the front yard was covered in water, and the water was almost on the front porch. So, very interesting. And it's extra interesting because my mother had dreamt about 2 days ago, about 2 days prior to this to happening, about seeing flood waters everywhere, and there was a voice in the dream. She was standing there looking at the water, and the voice in the dream said, look and see if you see the houses. And she said, I don't see any houses. The houses were all covered with water. And she said to herself, I guess the people must have left by boat. Well, in our county, we have $20 million worth of damage. The flood waters came very quickly. I laid down to take a nap with my daughter, and within 20 minutes, there was 15 inches of water. So, I thought it was very interesting. I asked my mom about her dream and about the psychic dreams like that. I wouldn't say psychic, I would say prophecy dreams. When she has those types of dreams, sometimes there is a voice talking to her, telling her, hey, look for this, hey, what happened? And I know when I have my prophecy dreams, there is a voice in my dream, and it's so surreal. Everything looks like you're right there, but you're a bystander, and in some instances a bystander, just watching what's going on, and there's a voice questioning you what's happening. My mom heard the voice, but she kind of says that the voice was inside of her, which, you know, when you're interpreting other people's dreams, you don't place your interpretations, how you would say this goes. You always go with what the dreamer says, because it's what speaks to you as the dreamer that is the correct way to go when you're looking at the meaning of your own dreams. All right, so we have that. I just wanted to tell you about that dream. Tonight we have a very interesting show. I am going to talk a little bit more about background knowledge and also about symbolism, different types of symbolism in dreams. I was in a superhero's apartment. There was an investigator looking for my daughter. She had been in the apartment and decided to go to this deserted park to solve a crime. She went into the gates of the park and heard a voice. And when she turned around to get away, a figure came closer and kidnapped her. So that was background knowledge. Now, I was an invisible observer of the two men, the investigator and the superhero that were in the room. The inspector ran out of the room of the apartment, and the superhero turned into a bug with an ant head and quickly climbed some metal stairs and laid down onto a rail car, which was behind a secret passage. The inspector came back into the room, and the room glowed, and there was white sticky stuff everywhere. The investigator was puzzled because the man had disappeared. The flashback thought of the investigator was that the man had disappeared before, and the investigator wanted to know why and how. So this time, when he ran out, it was just a ruse to trick the superhero, or the man, into believing that he had already gone on to another part to figure out the case. The investigator saw the strange glowing white color of the room. He saw the sticky stuff, substance. But this time, when he came into the room, he saw the process just ended. He ran over to the stairs to observe the source of the sticky substance. He saw the secret door. It opened. He looked up. The investigator looked like a TV character that I like, The Mentalist. He's always solving problems and mysteries. So the investigator looked like The Mentalist. He closed his jacket and laid on the track. A background thought. He was afraid, and he was afraid that he would freeze from the coldness and the pressure of the track, of the force of the track, because he didn't have an ant armor suit like the superhero. He laid on the track and even thought the secret door opened and the process began. Even though the secret door opened and the process began, he did not go anywhere. My daughter came back, and I was devastated that she had been kidnapped, and I hugged her. Background thought, I felt that it was my fault. I should have been more careful. So, there's that dream. In the dream, I was each person. I was the mentalist. Investigator. I was the superhero, and I'm teetering on whether I was my daughter or not, because the interesting is, it's a little sidebar, the next day I had to do a charity event, and in the dream my daughter disappeared at a baseball park, and the charity event, at the end of the charity event, we were all going to a baseball park. So, needless to say, I did not go to the baseball park with my little girl. But, in it, the main feeling was one of loss, of curiosity, happiness, and regret. The loss of the child. Curiosity, what's going on with the superhero? How was the superhero able to disappear so fast and fix the problems? Curiosity. You want to find out what's going on. And it's interesting that the person that was curious is the investigator, the one that tries to figure things out. Happiness, of course, the child coming back, and the regret, it's all my fault. It wouldn't have happened if I was more diligent. Okay. So the colors are muted colors. Usually I dream in regular colors, but these are more muted. Now that this sticky white substance was the white, and then it was glowing. It was a glowing white, almost like a ghostly glow. If my listeners know what that is, the ghostly white glow. Okay. Solution to that dream was, be careful not to try and solve problems without the necessary strength. The child went to the baseball field and was unable to stand against the scary voice. Got afraid and wanted to go back. The detective tried to solve the case of the missing superhero and get on the tracks, but the pressure was too much. He couldn't figure out what happened to the superhero because he couldn't go through the tunnels. Didn't have the necessary clothing, the necessary covering. Okay. The next dream was the bear dream. I was in my office, and the assistant boss made an announcement to the whole building. But instead of turning off the intercom, I and everyone else heard her talking to someone and ordering food. Background thought, they will think she's not working. I called her name, but she didn't hear me. I ran to her office to show her the intercom on her phone was on, and she was still talking. I made a lot of noise so that the other people in the building could not hear her words. She didn't understand what I was talking about, cared less. So instead of me just trying to point, I just cut off the intercom. Just cut the intercom off and went back to my office. There was lots and lots of paperwork, or folders, laid on my table. And there was some unknown person in my office, and when we heard a noise, he saw floodwaters coming down the hallway. The waters began to rise in my office, and I and the other person tried to grab all the papers before the waters came in. Then some black bears came into my office. We climbed the shelves, and the bears came to me, and background thought, the bear thought, we can reach you. I climbed higher, and the bear suddenly grew. Another background thought of the dreamer was, it likes candy. I saw some gummy bears and sweets, and I went to throw it to the bear. The bears turned to leave and became very small. I ran and threw the candy out the door and quickly closed and locked the door, and the bears were surprised. I turned away and saw a sleeping cub under the shelves. Background thought again, it was just a baby, it can't hurt me. The person in the room changed or came into view, and it was a man with a mustache. He said that he had built a secret door into the wall in order to escape. He told me that he had put in the escape door and that I had to hit the wall and find the door. I hit the wall and I found a small 12-inch by 12-inch door and started frantically trying to kick it in. My background thought about the door was that we will not fit. I tried to kick it harder. Then the man touched the wall like a regular-sized door appeared, and it opened. We went through the door, and there were people at work behind the scenes. To my right, there was a lady in a lab coat, and she was the man with the mustache. She was his mom. And to my left were other lab-coated people. Okay, so let's go to the main feeling of that dream. That one has anxiety, trying to help another person. And then there was anxiety in trying to escape the bears. And more anxiety in trying to kick the door in. The colors weren't very bright. They were muted, no bright colors. The big solution that I came with this dream was that without trying, the problem can be fixed. It can be solved. The assistant boss was helped when I pressed a button. The room, instead of me going through all these motions, look, here I am, this happened, that I took control of the situation and just did it. The room was filling with water, and then instead of me making the water go away, I became very anxious, but the water subsided itself. The bears left. I didn't make the bears leave. I thought, I'll do this, do that, but the bears actually left themselves, and when they left, they became smaller. The large door opened. I tried all this to get this little teeny tiny door open. Hit, kick, frustrated. And the person behind me just a light push, and the large size door opened. There's no struggle, it just opened. And there were people behind the scenes working behind the scenes to make sure that I was okay. So here we go to the FBI dream. This is the third dream that night. We went back out, and we went back out of that little room behind the office. We went back out into the room. We went back out, and there were agents in the office looking at several framed magazines that were actually about the FBI. The agents were interested and impressed that I had the whole magazine framed. One agent in particular was trying to find a criminal. She was in the possession of a magic bag that sent her written messages. The lady agent looked in the mirror, and the reflection that she saw was all black except for her face. She looked at her reflection and lifted her blonde hair up and was bald. The bag gave her a message. I don't remember what that message was. A monster came into the house to take the agent on a date. Okay? The humanoid had a white mop-like hair hanging down, almost looking like some large Bigfoot. The couldn't see any clothes or skin from all the hair. We all knew that it was a monster, but it said that the agent and it were friends. The background thought is it was the bag that had become the monster, and that the agent was somehow brainwashed by the bag, and that was actually the criminal that the agent was looking for. So the agent comes out, and she's dressed in a white dress with jet black hair and porcelain white skin, like a 40s flapper. She came into the room and said, "We're friends," and it ended there. She didn't go out with the bag with the monster, but she was intending to. So the main feeling of that dream was almost like an anxiety, a need to give a warning. The colors were the black of the mirror, the white and the monster, and the white of the dress, and the black in the agent's hair. Solution to that one: don't get caught up in your own need to solve a situation when you already know the danger. Use the information that you know to avoid danger. The detective was brainwashed, and she knew the danger of the bag, but chose to ignore the potential danger in order to get the criminal. But she became a victim because she was brainwashed. So all in looking at the similarities and the differences of the dreams, I believe that you can take all of those and brainstorm different meanings, try on different fits, and in order for you to arrive at a true interpretation that feels right to you as the dreamer. Okay, if we look at the danger theme in all three dreams, we have the daughter being kidnapped, we have the flooding waters, the bears trying to reach the dreamer, those problems growing bigger and bigger and bigger, the magic bag that was actually a criminal that had the power to hypnotize the agent. FBI agents are not dumb or feeble-minded, so here we are, the FBI agent has been lured into this world of the criminal. Okay, so through the dreamer's naivety, the dangers lurking in the shadows. The young girl, the dreamer's innocence, the dreamer's naivety, is taken in. Only through heroism is the child brought back. The heroism of the superhero personality. The danger of being seen as a slacker by peers, that stopped when action is taken, when the main character of that dream stops playing around, stops trying to show what's going on, and just takes action and does it. The theme of so that's the theme of being strong and knowing what, or being clear, not having a double mind. Because in the dream, the main character was doing everything trying to get the assistant boss's attention, but it just wasn't working out. The anxiety is what stopped action from being taken, and when that anxiety was gone, it worked out. Just as when the water is coming into the office, water usually is a symbolism for washing things clean, washing things away. Now the work, the dreamer did not want to be seen as a slacker. She didn't want her boss part to be seen like that. But the water comes to wash it away, and she's not quite ready yet for the water to wash it away. She doesn't want that to happen. So she gets upset, and then here comes problems. Problems start to emerge, such as bears. The bears represent the problems that are coming towards her. They're overwhelming to her. They chase her on her shelves. She can't get away. She doesn't know what to do. She calms down. And when she calms down and thinks of a solution, she didn't throw the candy to the bears. She thought about doing it. She thought up a solution. And as the bears suddenly stop, they shrink to tiny little bears, and they walk out of her office. Okay, so anxiety, you've got to get rid of the anxiety. The dream is talking about anxiety when you're making decisions, when you're finding solutions. The anxiety of opening the doors wouldn't work, just like trying to stop the assistant boss, just wouldn't work. You had to take a steady hand. You had to be calm in order to get the secret door open. And I believe the other theme running through the dreams are the secret room. The room that hides the superheroes, railroad tracks, the room that's in the office. It's a safety room. There is a place of safety, and I think what comes to my mind when I'm interpreting these three dreams is that under the eagle's wings is where we find rest, isn't it? It's where we find rest as Christians. We find that peace beyond understanding. We rest. We're at rest. We're protected. So, I also, in my Christian background, believe that there is a method of escape built into any problem whatsoever. There is a method of escape. You just have to know how to look for it, not with an anxious hand, but with a light hand, with a gentle hand. Okay, the next color, or the next similarity that I want to explore, is the color white in all three of the dreams. The white of the room, the slime that's left after the hero used the railroad tracks to get away. There's the white of the lab coats in the bear dream. And then there's the monster's shaggy white hair. And also the white of the agent's long dress and her porcelain white skin. When we look at the disguise of when we look at the color of the white room, white symbolizes a new beginning, a spiritual beginning, a cleansing spiritual growth. So it was this white spiritual light that showed the investigator, the detective, that there was a change. There was a change with this ordinary superhero, this ordinary man. He changes to a superhero. He experiences some kind of growth, and he was able to withstand the pressures. He's putting on this armor suit that looks like kind of like a bug or an ant. Puts that on, and he becomes invincible. With the lab coats, the white of the lab coats, it shows another part of white, peace. There was a peace when the two people were able to get behind the wall. They were able to find that secret place where they could rest. And then there was the white, almost grayish white of the monster, which was hiding. With that, there isn't a growth, but there is a, if you look at it purely spiritually, since the white in the monster was almost a muted white, maybe not a pure growth, but the growth of FBI woman when she went into her white dress. There's a saying about purification, and let me see if I can find that saying while I'm looking on my computer. During purification, all one has is sacrificed in order to find all that one truly needs. So, in essence, she was, in a way, sacrificing what she knew. She threw it all to the wind to find what she really truly needed. But she was on the edge of fighting maybe with a darkness that shouldn't have been there, burdens that she should have gotten rid of. But she was sacrificing all of that, even her sanity, to find the answer. When we look at the helpers, there's an agent that looks for the girl. There's always helpers in the dreams. There's someone to fall back on. In all three of the dreams, there's an agent that's looking, there's a superhero. The dreamer actually helps the assistant boss. The agents, there's many agents there trying to help look for the criminal, giving warning signs. And telling the dreamer, let's heed all these warnings. Look at the signs. Look at what the helpers are trying to tell you. If you're going to take action, make sure you're safe. Make sure you can handle the pressure, that you're covered in God's armor with knowledge, and that possibly you need to make sure that you're without the anxiety. Don't try to fight this through anxiety. All right, the next idea that I want to talk about will be looking at the dream as in relation to the disguises and also the cliches. So we talked about the suit of the superhero, the lab coats, and the monster. The superhero needs that armor to withstand the pressures. The lab coats bring peace. And the monster's covering lends to the idea of hiding, but it's a deceitful kind of hiding. All three types shows how one can hide in various situations, and it also shows the positive and negative uses of disguises. This will help the dreamer in that the dreamer can become aware of safety in secret places, and also in deceit and danger in the negatives. Places that are secret. The cliches that lend to understanding more of what's going on in your dream, that lends to more in-depth interpretation. In the first dream about the superhero, without his armor we cannot survive the pressure. The next one, the bear dream, let sleeping bears lie. We're going to let go of some of those anxieties. God always gives you an escape. We talked about that. The last dream, the FBI dream, don't get left holding the bag. It is a very big one that resonates with what I believe the dream is truly about, which I'm going to talk about now. I believe that in all three dreams, there was a theme of danger and warning. There shows there is some kind of spiritual growth, spiritual awakening happening. There's a warning that as we become closer to the source, closer to God, closer to awakening spiritually, there's also those negative forces that, which... Anxiety is not from God. Anxiety is not of God. God gives us peace. So anxiety is a negative force. There are negative forces out there that is trying to hinder the spiritual growth. Especially the most dangerous part of the hindrance would be curiosity, to understand that there is danger, to get focused on a burden. I see the bag in the FBI dream, the bag that the agent was holding. Don't get left holding the bag, the burden of the bag. She has that bag, and she's getting seduced by the bag, getting unfocused. It's taking her off of her focus, and it's leading her into a dangerous part. Even though she is sacrificing all to get what she needs, she's also sacrificing her sense of ability to rest in knowledge that it will be okay. To she's sacrificing her her need not to know. Curiosity. Is that saying curiosity killed a cat? Well, if you're too curious sometimes when you already know what the answer is, the negative side, some things you don't really need to know the whole answer to. You don't need to know why A went to B and B went to C. You don't need to know all of that. And at times I believe that I'm like that. I need to know what makes this tick. Why is that like that? And it has thrown me off of my path sometimes. And sometimes when you get off the path, it takes a while to realize, oh, wait a minute, I'm off my path, and now I've got to get back on. And it takes you to places you don't need to go. So I believe that the main part of that dream was to, excuse me, that spiritually I don't have to rely on my own strength, which can at times produce an anxious energy and won't produce results, excuse me, that there is a higher power that is my present and constant help. So it was a good dream, and I absolutely loved it, and I could talk about it more and more and more, but I've really, really know that I have ended up at the end of the 30 minutes, and I have actually gone over a little bit, but hopefully you guys have enjoyed this dream as much as I enjoyed it. Remember, you can always email me if you have a question or you have a dream you want me to interpret at night_talker@rocketmail.com. That's N-I-G-H-T, Knight, _, T-A-L-K-E-R, talker@rocketmail.com. And always, sweet dreams. Thanks for listening, everybody.